A knock came to her bedroom door, saying, "Arise, arise, my dearest Mary. Just to earn one glance of your willie-o." Young Mary Rose put on her clothing and to her bedroom door did go. And there she spied young Willie standing, his two pale cheeks as white as snow. Oh, Willie dear, where are those blushes? Those blushes I knew long years ago. Oh, Mary dear, the cold clay ashed them. I am only the ghost of your Willie-o. Oh, Mary dear, the dawn is coming. Don't you think it's time for me to go? I am leaving you quite broken-hearted, just to cross the Bay of Biscay. If I had all the gold and silver and all the money in Mexico, I would grant it all to the King of Erin, just to bring me back my Willie-o.
Someone has sent word, will you please do not sit on that stone wall up there. It is collapsing and it endangers everyone below it. If you're sitting on that stone wall, get off. Thank you very much. Please don't sit on that stone wall. Jerry Jenkins, if you are here, we need you. We need the key to the town hall. If anyone has seen Jerry Jenkins, will you please send him to the camp gate or down here or somewhere? We need that key. The mandala dancers will be down there at 1 o'clock, and they will do a one-hour performance, and they'll do workshops. And if you would like to go down there, why? They'd love to have you. We were going to do something up on the fence line stage up there, but as you know, we were not able to complete the laying of the top of the dance surface because of the rain, and so therefore they will hold forth at the town hall. And we realize that's indoors on a beautiful day, but we have to work things out the best we can. Oh, yeah, here's the master. Listen, Don, would you help me make a decision about this? Can we do that workshop on the fence line stage? What do you think about
the
mandala?
No, because we have the contra dancing schedule there.
Okay, all right, that's it, okay. Mandala dancers are at the town hall, and the contra dance group will be up at the fence line stage at
2.
At 2.
That's... called mutual announcing.
Yeah,
it's,
well, I, yeah.
Lovely and, yeah. And interrupting each other.
At, oh, that's okay.
at 2, from 2 until 5 or thereabouts, at the fence line, our two dance bands, the Canterbury and Pumpkin Hook.
I'll get it
eventually. We'll be up on the dance floor.
Well, hello, Cricket. Hello. Over here to the main stage now. If you'd come and be seated, we have some people to present to you. workshop schedule here in my hand.
We're going to start with the...
The Mandela Dance Troupe will be starting at about 1:30 down at the Town Hall, the Mandela Dance Troupe. They will do their one-hour show, and they will also conduct a workshop. We're going to begin with the Ebenezer Group, which is Alan Block. Alan, would you like to introduce your other people there? Because my notes from yesterday are gone.
All right, I'll do that.
All been revised.
Well, we're known as an Ebenezer, and... I'm Eben, and Nancy's more flexible than I am, so she's the knees. This is Nancy McDowell. And that leaves only Zerd for George, George Wilson of near Albany he lives.
Bonaparte crossing the Rhine.
The bony part. We like the bony part best. That's the second part.
I thought it was like submitting farewell to the White House staff.
No, no, we have nothing against anything. We don't participate in politics. What we do is sing old-time music, most of it from the period recorded in the 20s and 30s. After that, there was a sort of a letdown in old-time music, and then came some of the modern variations of old-time music, country and western, and bluegrass and so forth. And then some very strange recrudescences of old-time music, which are now coming to the fore, partly due to the fact that so much of it is on record now. You can get it. Beautiful reissues, county records and rounder records, and you can hear all this wonderful string band music. We're really a string band. Although we sing individually, we like low-key, rather slowish type music where we get to the prettiness of it. Sweet fiddling, I calls it. For instance, this here tune now called Rye Straw.
Rystra.
Rystra is one of the prettiest fiddle tunes I ever got a hold of. I'll try to do it right for you. You want to know exactly where we found that? Well, that was tacked on to the end of an Uncle Dave Macon record when he didn't have quite enough music to fill a 78. And all of a sudden, this little fiddle tune came wandering in, and
the fiddler walked in the door playing it.
That was it. By the way, there, George Wilson, Hudson Falls, New York, knows more about Uncle Dave Macon than any living man.
The greatest living exponent.
Yeah, he is. And you'll hear, he's going to play the banjo in just a few minutes. And this one's called a Barlow knife. A Barlow knife is a very excellent made jackknife or whittling knife. And it's a sort of a hard luck song, this, because he says, I've been sitting here all my life, and all I've got is a Barlow knife. That's the words, and that's about all the words there is. Thank you.
at all.
Now, we let these programs plan themselves. We literally do. We call this back porch music, and we like to think the music generates itself. We get feedback, and we hear little fragments of tunes from other people whistling, and we hear the titles sometimes uttered by various people in the audience, and it reminds us of a tune. So we are responsive to your request, but not quite yet. Not quite yet. We have a program of 85 tunes planned, and then we'll take some. Anybody has a request, just write it on the back of a $10 bill and leave it right there. We'll get to it.
Used to be a $5 bill, but times are changing.
Yeah, they're changing. This fella here, George Wilson, I'll tell you a little about him. He's got more aptitudes than any man running. I like to praise him here, because he's modest.
Can't read a note of music.
It used to be that he could learn a tune from hearing it once, but he's improved since then. Now he learns it before he ever heard it. Now this tune he's going to play, he's never heard before. Sweet Marie, what's it going to be?
That baby one, or would you like to hear that later on?
Yeah, that's just a banjo tune first,
okay,
a pretty banjo
Sweet
tune.
Marie, then.
And then I have to capo up, right?
Yep, third fret. Where's the capo?
Okay, third fret?
Yep, third fret D.
Nancy, on the other hand, has only played old-time music for a very short time. She's a person of many aptitudes, too, and she picked it up so fast. She plays fiddle, only played it for about a year and a third, and spoons, only played them for about a year and a third. She's played guitar a little longer than that, and she's been singing since she was in the cradle.
I like the fiddle the best, though.
Eric Nagler, sitting in the front row there, he's been playing since he was about two. And he's our clack today. Let her go, George.
Okay, Sweet Marie.
You want to sing it? There there's a chorus. It goes, where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Not quite so fast as that, though. I think electricity is marvelous. It's wonderful when you can play records. It's wonderful when you can get all the music that used to be. And you hear how it used to sound. And you can't get that used to sound anymore. Because the old recording techniques were different from ours now. Now we pick up every little pinpoint of sound. Before that, it was sort of flat and kind of pretty.
Yeah. Make it squeak.
All right, let's play it pretty. How'd you like that Sweet Marie tune? Wasn't that pretty?
You want to tell them about Cotton Eye Joe?
Cotton Eye Joe was a song about a blue-eyed black man. Actually, Cotton Eye Joe is a blue-eyed black man, and if you're a plantation owner, oh, sorry about that. No, what happened? Can you get that chair?
Yeah.
It's the Oops. Now it's off.
There, I turned it on.
It's a story of a plantation owner on whose plantation was born a blue-eyed black baby. And this is only one interpretation of the song. If such an occurrence happens to you and you're a plantation owner, you're supposed to raise that black child as a special person. Educate him, help him to be a free man, and there's a big responsibility involved. It's a rare occurrence, naturally. And this one of the verses of this tune goes, if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. Which shows that this plantation owner did sacrifice his personal life to the rearing of the slave child.
Cotton Eye Joe. type of fiddle tune?
Sure.
How about Too Young to Marry?
Keep it calm. Slow down.
Too Young to Marry goes this tune. I see some people shaking their heads. They go like this. I don't know. I don't know whether that means you're overcome with emotion or what. So anyhow.
Flies around your head.
Can I have that album there?
Have what?
The big book. How about Rabbit in the Pea Patch picking up the peas?
Yeah.
All right. You know
what? Banjo it? On that? Or,
yeah, the banjo. Okay. If you ain't right, get right. Here we go. Rabbit in the Pea Patch. Take her off, George. Thank you.
Let's see, $2 bill.
Black smoke arriving. It looks like rain. It looks like rain.
Plectrum.
That was a happy song. Here's a hard luck one.
Here, you keep that, Nancy. I got one all night.
Hard luck. One of the most frequent topics of tunes, songs. Because if you didn't have the hard luck, chances are you wouldn't write the song or wouldn't want to sing. Who wants to sing about happy things? Well, that's a moot question. I won't ask that one very seriously because I might get a serious answer.
You did. This is a
good fiddling tune, right? You know, there's quite an art to this fiddling business. You know, I'm always plugging at it. There's a little kind of a zippy bit in the bow. It's very hard to explain. We're not having a fiddle workshop this year, although we had a nice one last year right here. But there's something about holding the bow kind of loose. That good fiddler loses his bow a lot. You know, like Yastrzemski loses the bat every now and then. You know, hitting that ball and all of a sudden you're supposed to hold, you gotta let it hang loose. So you're holding that bat, you swing at a pitch and off goes the bat. And you're called a nincompoop for that. Well, that isn't really true at all. There's an art to holding the bat. No, there's an art to holding the fiddle bow. If you hold it nice and loose there, you'll get off some nice things because it just tickle those strings. You don't really have to work at it very hard. But you have to work at not working at it. You know what I mean? What are we playing? Fiddlers are basically lazy people. And they'll play a tune instead of they'll retune the fiddle, just move a string a little bit so they don't have to lay their fingers on it. They'll just play the open string. That's what I'm doing on this tune.
It's not just laziness though, because you get a good sound from the open strings.
It takes energy to retune it too.
Yeah, that's right.
This is called Pretty Little Girl with a Blue Dress On. I learned it from Ralph Smith. Pretty little girl. Oh.
Himself.
Now I gotta retune again. That's still A, isn't it?
Yeah, that's A.
That is?
What key you on?
G.
Oh, I get you.
anybody making a tape of this, just erase that last 4 minutes. I get carried away by that last song, so I don't know where I am.
I'm going to play a tune now, fiddle tune, which I learned from a record of Kentucky Fiddling by J.P. Fraley. It's called Poor Little Liza Jane. Did it go flat again? The sun is really doing strange things to the instruments here.
specialty.
Yeah, we should do about probably three more.
Yeah. But, okay. You can do Hangman.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do two. I'm two for Hangman's if when you want to do it. When you want to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. George's gonna do one of his specialties.
Yeah, this one's for you, Nancy. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. Here's one of those crazy Uncle Dave Macon tunes we were talking about a while back. I'm a real contented dad, see me smile, I'm awful glad. I've news to tell you all to make you laugh. First we'll call the neighbors in, let the jollities begin. And after that we'll kill the fatted calf. When our baby got his tooth, we adored the little youth. In ecstasy, we watched the darling walk. It was a regular jubilee between the baby's ma and me. When first the little cherub learned to talk. Oh, it's pleasant since the baby's learned to talk. Very agreeable since the baby's learned to talk. It was fun to see him walk. Better still to hear him talk. Oh, it's pleasant since the baby's learned to walk and talk.
Neither of us have heard this.
Oh, at dinner on my knee. Oh, it really pleases me to watch that kid dissect a plate of hash. Jam the fork into his eye. Pour the vinegar on the pie. And on his plate to mix a lot of trash. Drop molasses on the cat, pour the mustard in my hat, spill the milk upon his mama's nice as silk. Throw the pepper in the fire, tell his papa he's a liar, and slyly mix the ketchup with the milk. Oh, it's different since the baby's learned to walk. Very agreeable since the baby's learned to talk. It was fun to see him walk. Better still to hear him talk. Oh, it's pleasant since the baby's learned to walk and talk. As a moral, I suggest of all things, it is the best to bring your children up as they should go. Never let them stray behind. Always treat them good and kind. To appease their every want, do not be slow. And when you're old and gray, in the corner hid away, with the rheumatics your crippled cannot walk, I will tell you what they'll do. Kick the rheumatics out of you. Oh, it's different since the baby's learned to walk and talk. Oh, it's different since the baby's learned to walk. Since the baby learned to talk. Gets so full it makes him stammer. Slugs the old folks with a hammer. Oh, it's never since the baby learned to walk and talk.
We never heard that before.
They want paint, no roof, and high hat and
yeah. Where's that? Oh, there's a guitar. Turn on the nose, yeah.
Now it ain't no use in your hi-hatting me, says the old blues. I got something on you. Until it got at these instruments.
Why, this guitar had a white top when I got here.
Oh, George.
Tan.
Mm-hmm. loose in your hi-hat, me. I know something on you. Ain't no use in your hi-hat, me. Making me feel so blue. Well, there's just one thing I don't understand. How a bow-legged woman loves a knock-kneed man. Ain't no use in your hi-hat, me. I know something on you. Papa, for the shape I'm in. Ain't no use in your hi-hat, me. I know something on you. Stroke that now. Call me Pappy. No use in your hi-hat, me. I know something on you. No player.
very much. Thank you.
Can you play one more?
No.
All right.
I've got a program that I've got to
keep
to.
We want to make one little announcement about a lost bow.
Okay, do that, yes.
Tim Woodbridge is his name.
If there is an emissary here from Tim Woodbridge who has a violin bow for me, which I lost at another folk festival, and that person is here.
Oh, right here.
Just come right down here.
Well, wait here.
Thank you.
Can I do that?
Yeah, here we go.
Heavy, there are two Volkswagen buses and a green something. There is a green Hornet, license number 852AE2, New York, that is going to be towed away within a half an hour. And there are two Volkswagen buses of various colors parked on the wrong side of the little road that goes next to the upper pond. You can only park on the right-hand side. They're parked on the left.
This is a song from Newfoundland. It was written by a fella many years ago by the name of Otto Kelland. It's gone into tradition. Take me back to my western boat. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's, where the hawkdoves sail and the foghorns wail, with my friends the Browns and the Clarys, in the swells of old St. Mary's. Let me feel my dory lift to the broad Atlantic cumbers, where the tide rips swirl and the wild duck furl, and the ocean calls the numbers in the swell St. Mary's. Let me sail up Golden Bays with my oilskins all a-streaming from the thunder squall where I haul me trawl, and the old Cape swells of old St. Mary's. Take me back to my western boat. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's, where the hawkdoves sail and the foghorns wail, with my friends the Browns and the Clarys, in the swells of old St. Mary's.
Thank you.
This old fellow around where I live called Three Boot Philbrick. People acquire strange nicknames in the state of Maine. Probably they wouldn't if they didn't do such strange things. But this fella, it isn't gonna work, is it? This fella retired at about 30 years old and decided to quit killing fish and devote his time to killing off rum bottles and things like that. He lived on an old sloop up in the cove, up in a creek.
and she'd, you know, sit on the bottom most of the tide. I'm not too sure that the tide didn't just rise and fall inside her as well as out. But he was a garrulous old fella, and he didn't mind doing odd jobs. He didn't mind working. He just didn't see any point in working any harder than you had to. And he was happy enough. But he had one thing he really hated, and that was the northwest wind. And he thought the northwest wind was a personal affront to his dignity and his whole lifestyle and everything. And he used to do a lot of raving and singing about it and hollering about it. And apparently, one day a fella came along and offered him a job lumping fish out of a carrier, out of a sardine carrier. And the wind happened to be northwest that day. Besides that, it was the winter. And this is the result of that.
Lumping fish out on this flying northern wind hasn't got the brains to stay ashore. I think of all them boats lying down the bay, riding back and stretching out that chain. I thank my cozy tail that I ain't on them, Mr. Man. I thank the flying feet that they ain't mine. But she drives me and she grieves me all the weary winter day. Then she wants to share my lonesome bed. While the foolish snow, 4 feet up my door, scaled my pretty shutters down the bay. Took the poor old shed apart and shingled half the hill. Then she laughs to see a grown man cry. Send a message on ahead. Put the call right to her, keep her jumping up and down. Guess that's the way I want her when I come.
Would you be offended if I took my shirt off? It's a lot hotter here than...
Oh, yeah.
Now you'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's kind of disappointing, ain't it? You can always tell a Maine man he doesn't have a tan on him until about Christmas time. The sun doesn't shine until the tourists go away. About Labor Day, the Maine man and the sun come out, you know, sport and play and stuff. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. There's a place in New Jersey. My brother doesn't believe this. It's a real town, and it's called Weehawken. And he says Walt Kelly made that up, but it's true. There is such a place as Weehawken. And I was sitting in Weehawken once, staring across at this. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. It was a yellow bank of fog, and it's kind of a sort of a brownish yellow. And just a wall of it. And my host told me that was New York City I was staring at. So you get a pretty good idea where Weehawken is. Anyway, I was listening to the Jefferson Airplane on the record player. And I tried to count up how many chords they used in one song. And in one song, you could count them on one hand. And on the other, they were all over the place. So I made a song called Weehawken Ramble, and it uses every chord I know. Well, two keys, see. Nick Apollonia calls this the Bluebells of Weehawken. There's a fellow in New York State, I believe you'll hear him sing Sunday if you haven't already, named George Ward. And, yeah. And he's a folklorist and a poet, and though he wouldn't admit it, a songwriter. And this is one he wrote that slipped past his notice and caught my fancy. And it describes myself and my wife and most of our friends. I think it's called It's Only an Hour Until Morning.
Oh, we wed in July and the creeks were all dry as we rolled through the dark at the end of the day. She sat there beside me and gently did chide me for all of the dawdling we did on the way. And the darkness came down many miles from the town where me and the new wedded wife was to stay. And it's often she'd scold me and often she told me it's only an hour until morning. Jobs took us off to the ends of the earth. I was learning my work, I had no time to play. I ranted and cursed when I had it the worst. For me, too much to do left me too much to say. There was nights when she cried, but she stayed by my side, though I drove her and drove my own self by the way. And it's often she'd scold me, often she told me it's only an hour until morning. Well, we learned we were grown and we lived on our own and we worked at our jobs and we wasted our pay. Our time was was a treasure we spent without measure on ourselves and on friends whom we met by the way. If you asked for a song, you'd have four before long, for we've neither one bite when the first tad is paid. And it's often she'd scold me, and often she'd told me it's only an hour until morning. If you asked for a song, you'd have four before long, for we've neither one bite when the first tad is paid. And it's often she'd scold me, often she told me it's only an hour until morning.
Somebody left a Fender flat pick here. I'd take it myself, but I don't know, how to run one of those things. You gotta have a little operation on your wrist, Cedar, to do that right. Let's see, this is from... Newfoundland. Now, this fellow's courting this girl, this will become apparent. What he's got, he says a bully boat, that's a gaff rig, sloop or schooner. And a pool gun, yeah, you get one of them. But anyway, she's got a little different opinion of how things are going than he does. When I first came to Trinity in the brave old days of yore, it was there I took a stroll all around Green Island shore. It was there I met a pretty fair maid, she's the girl that I adore. A more handsome little female I never saw before. I've got as fine a bully boat as ever rode the ground. She can beat anything with sails, from the horse chops to the sound. And what's more, I've got a big pool gun with a 5-foot barrel or more. And 'tis for your sake I'll shoulder her all around Green Island shore. I've got a feather bed, I've got a watch, and of a new house I've the frame. And I'll take you home to Robin Hood if you will share my name. And if Billy Hookey tries to win your heart, I'll leave him in his gore. And sail far away from Trinity and the dear Green Island shore. To wed you now, dear Johnny, would be a poor lookout. For you have got two very small legs which scarce carry you about. And what's more, you cannot stand the cold of a cold and wintry day. I'd rather marry a weasel, so Johnny, go away. This is the kind of stuff you find around home. I remember when I was a kid first working on the boats, the only one I knew that played the fiddle, there was supposed to be a French-Canadian fellow that worked in the mill, and I didn't find him till years later, but the only one I knew that played the fiddle was the captain I worked for, and if he wasn't professional, he was enthusiastic anyway. And. Now, they're coming out of the woodwork. We got a fiddler on every street, it seems like. And nobody sings anymore. Drown them all out. But I used to pick them out on the guitar. 12th string isn't really good for it, but it's good enough. An Eskimo tune. Thank you. Oh, my goodness, he says. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like to ask Ann Mayo Muir to come out and sing with me, Annie Muir. I hope she's here. Annie.
Where would you like me to sit?
Oh, wherever it's comfortable. Now the breeze would spring.
Over here?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't care. Where do you want her to sit? No matter. Well, while they're seating her, I'll tell you. This is a song from the Hebrides, which are islands off the west coast of Scotland. And it's a song. It's a song about. Well, she's asking the seagull, who is the keeper of all the drowned sailors, where they are and how they fare. And the gull answers. You can hear the gull in the refrain. You can hear the gull talking. And that's about it. I don't know. We call it the snow gull.
Magic.
This is a song, or a reconstruction of a song I made up when I was a kid with a friend of mine. We used to do a lot of rowing, and to get from town back to my house, which was only a couple of miles, I guess, when you get the tide running against the southwest wind, and you know, another guy and a bunch of junk in the boat, it can be half an afternoon's work. So this originally had 84 or 87 verses, but I could only remember a few, and I made up a couple more. So you can sing with it too. It's a simple rowing song, short strokes. It's a short stroke shanty. There's no more walking high-o, no more walking hey-you-o, no more walking high-o, fare ye well, my lady-o, no more dancing high-o, no more dancing hey-you-o, no more dancing high-o, fare ye well, my lady-o, no more talking high-o, no more talking hey-you-o, no more talking high-o, fare ye well, my lady-o. Well, I can't please you high-o, I can't please you hey-you-o, I can't please you high-o, fare ye well, my lady-o. I guess I leave you high-o, I guess I leave you hey-you-o, I guess I leave you high-o, oh, fare ye well, my lady-o. Well, don't you worry high-o, don't you worry hey-you-o, don't you worry high-o, fare ye well, my lady-o. Don't be sorry high-o,